Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Bob Surratt this morning, and Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. It's really hard to not bop, bop, bop along to that song. How are you, Dino?
Love it. I'm well. I'm sleepy because I stayed up late and watched all the hoo-ha.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. It woke me up.
Yeah, the speeches, the entertainment, Colbert, the Daily Show. There was a lot coming out of the great city of Chicago last night.
Absolutely. And yesterday about this time, we heard the news of Phil Donahue's passing. And we were talking that Oprah got her start pretty much because of him.
Yeah.
Like, she did.
Yeah, well, she, she acknowledged that if it wasn't for Phil Donahue, there would be no Oprah Winfrey, which is, a pretty big thing. Her social media posting said there would not have been an Oprah show without Phil Donahue being first to prove that daytime talk and women watching should be taken seriously. Katie Couric also commented that Phil Donahue gained credibility and acclaimed for tackling controversial topics like child abuse in the Catholic Church, feminism, race relations. It was the first show to allow audience members to ask guests questions. I remember one episode where they had a childbirth in water, submerged in water. It's a famous Phil Donahue episode.
I remember that. I really do.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he took on topics that nobody would take on. He brought on people that you never saw on television before. And that was part of it all. Montel Williams, who was a big deal in talk back in the day, said Phil Donahue wasn't just a talk show host. He was the godfather of the genre. He broke barriers with audience participation on pressing issues, setting a standard that many of us strive to live up to. And Sally Jesse Raphael, remember her?
Boy, the red glasses, yes,
red glasses.
I do.
Haven't heard her name in a long time. She commented yesterday, "It's a very sad day. I admired Phil Donahue for so many reasons. He was one of the finest broadcasters in American television. I could not agree with that statement anymore."
Yep.
Phil Donahue was 88 years old, married to Marlo Thomas since 1980. Marlo Thomas posted a picture on social media yesterday of her and Phil Donahue bike riding.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Really sweet, saying that she's going off social media for a while. She just wants to, kind of take this in for a little bit. But it was a very sweet posting from Marlo on the loss of the love of her life.
Yeah, 44 years, I believe they were married.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Oh. Well, that's sad. He was something special, that's for sure, and started at WGN-TV. Pretty exciting about that.
Yep, there's hope for all of us.
I'm running out of time, Dean.
TikTok. TikTok.
So wait, James Taylor was supposed to be in the DNC lineup last night. What happened?
They started yapping and talking. Stephen Colbert had a really funny line last night. He was live last night, so, he could recap exactly what had just happened. And he showed the cavalcade of lieutenant governors that had talked and said, there wasn't any room for, certain things like James Taylor because he had never been a lieutenant governor. So that's why he couldn't get on last night. But how great would that have been to have Sweet Baby James do a song or two? They did get some entertainment earlier in the evening, but as the night went on, people start clapping and, things start taking longer than expected. So it was all cumulative. and they wanted to get President Biden on before midnight.
Yeah.
It was already pretty late by the time he
finally came on.
Right? That's Stephen Colbert joked about that, too, that he proved that an 81-year-old man can stay up past 8 o'clock at night. Country star Mickey Guyton was part of the entertainment last night. She sang. Jason Isbell also performed last night as well. So there was, some of all that.
All right. I just have fallen in love with Governor Pritzker. He is so funny with Jordan Klepper on that clip. I am dying.
He went on a tour of their favorite watering holes, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show. They were also live last night. Jordan Klepper lived here for 12 years. He used to be with I.O., Improv Olympics. That's where he sort of cut his teeth. So he knew Chicago. He knew watering holes. So he and Governor Pritzker went on a tour of some of the some of their favorites, and they talked about pressing topics of the day, like whether or not the bear is a comedy or a drama.
That was great.
That's a classic moment. One of the other moments last night was Jordan Klepper solo, talking about pandering to a Chicago crowd with what else? Chicago food.
Walls needs to cut out the food talk. Focus on the substance. Beef it up. Make it spicy. And everyone knows the only way to do that is to throw a little jardiniere on there, you know? Who's with us, Chicago?
I don't know what that reference was, but obviously you're also pandering to this crowd.
Oh, what? No. No. No, look. Michael, no. I'm going deep on the issues. Deep like this town's delicious and far superior pizza. And I have to tell you, Michael, if you have a problem with that, just call me Lou Malnati, captaining the good ship Pequod, because the truth is my numero uno priority. So, yeah. Oh, also Giordano's.
Yeah, he's got them all covered there. He covered them all.
I am so proud of our city when these funny moments happen. I mean, we really are a great city, man.
I think we provide good fodder for them. Although we were having a discussion here off the air that we're tired of all the food jokes. They need to come up with some, we were calling it lazy writing. That, it's like, oh, let's make fun of deep dish pizza. Let's make fun of hot dogs. There's more to Chicago than that. But that's all these national shows know. Chicago style hot dogs, deep dish pizza,
Italian beef,
the bear, all that sort of thing. So, whatever. It's fine. And I guess it was funny also.
You have some Stephen Colbert audio.
Yeah, well, he was also broadcasting from Chicago last night. He did his show live from the Auditorium Theater last night. 4,000 of his closest friends stayed up late and was part of the audience.
Including Steve Grzanich.
Oh, Steve Grzanich.
Yeah, he got
there.
Tickets last night.
Oh, man, he must be. Oh, that's why he's not here today.
Yeah. And our first caller of the day was there as well.
Oh, good.
And was up at 6 in the morning.
Probably just stayed up late from last night, because it didn't end till quite late.
Yeah.
Because of all the speeches going along. It was really fun. It was very Chicago-centric. Of course, Stephen Colbert went to Northwestern, so he knew a little about Chicago as he greeted his audience.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell from the vibrations, we are live from Chicago tonight. Following enjoying night one of the Democratic National Convention, and we are broadcasting from the historic auditorium feeling. There you go. That auditorium feeling you can't get anywhere else. How are you feeling, 4,000 people in my live audience? Auditorium is beautiful and historic and cavernous. Jim, can we get a shot of the balcony up there? That balcony right there? There you go. Now, Jim, can we get a shot of how I look from up there? Hello! This is the first theater I've ever performed in where the last row of seats comes with supplemental oxygen.
Have you ever been up in the very, very top balcony?
Not the very top.
It is scary up there. It is, like, super, super steep. That's what he was talking about. I've gone up there a couple of times just to look to see what the perspective is like. And it does look like you're looking at, like, little, stick figures on the stage. If you're sitting up there, you can barely see what's going on the stage. Thank goodness they have giant monitors that are, showing everything that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
He also started the show with what he called the Chicago National Anthem.
Oh, say, can we eat hot Italian dip beef? Deep dish proudly inhaled until our hearts stop to beat. Lower Wacker Hancock. No, that's not dirty talk. But the Yankees can go to hell for taking Rizzo. Chicago River's dyed green.
Michelle O is our queen.
For the land of the
Yeah, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was great. I heard Steve Grzanich in the crowd.
Could you hear? He has a very distinctive voice. Jennifer Hudson was singing in that. Sean Hayes was part of that as well. And the guests last night, after speaking on stage at the United Center at the DNC, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton was his first guest last night. And also TV's Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, I love her.
Was the guest last night. So you can see more if you didn't stay up late. If you weren't Steve Grzanich and went out partying all night long.
Wait, how did Hillary stay up so late?
Right? It was late for everybody. I hope they took their little disco naps in the afternoon. But it was fun. It was fun to watch it all.
All right. Well, day two of the DNC, and I'm sure we'll have more entertainment news from that.
DNC, you know me. Say DNC.
Yes, I D.
That's my rap.
I love it.
That would be the rap portion of our program today.
Excellent. We'll try it again tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
We'll try is the key word. Bye. Bye.